Kyler Murray is priced like a starter 17th quarterback, pick 113. And as of the last minicamp report out of Minnesota, he does not have a starting job. That sentence is doing all the work in this price. So let's price the sentence. The season that got him here, 5 games, 962 passing yards, 6 touchdowns and 3 picks, 173 rushing yards, 15.6 points a game on quarterback scoring in the games he played, and 38th in total points, because there were only 5 of them. A midfoot sprain in week 5 put him on injured reserve. Arizona shut him down in December. The coach said the foot was, quote, just not right, per the team site, and no surgery was ever reported, per SI's Cardinals coverage. Inside the 5 games, a 68% completion rate and nearly 35 rushing yards a game. The legs were still the legs. The career baseline is the part the market remembers. Before last season, he had never averaged under 17.5 points a game, not once in 6 years, with a peak of 23.7 in 2020. The rushing floor made that possible. 4 of his 6 full seasons landed at 18 a game or better. On patterns, our rushing quarterback rule says tops QB seasons built on 25% plus rushing production repeat at 61% against 24 for pocket passers. Murray's top 6 years are 4 seasons old, so the rule doesn't fire, but the mechanism it measures the legs is the reason his floor has historically been so high. What no pattern can price a two-man quarterback competition? The library conditions on jobs, and he doesn't have one yet.
Muffed!
How he got here dated. Arizona told him March 3rd he'd be released, released him March 11th, and he signed with Minnesota on March 12th. 1 year league minimum, with Arizona still paying the balance of his old deal, per ESPN's Kevin Seifert. The deal even bars Minnesota from tagging him next spring, per ESPN. Kevin O'Connell declined to name a starter that day, quote, I don't believe we have to name one of those currently, and hasn't since. Through June minicamp, the competition with JJ McCarthy, who started 10 games last season at a 35.6 QBR, per ESPN, was live, with heavy and other beat coverage in late June, describing Murray as the favorite who nonetheless threw some, quote, curious interceptions, while McCarthy closed the gap. The weapons are the draw. Jefferson, Addison, Hawkinson, plus Juwan Jennings, signed from San Francisco in May. It's also a front office in transition. An interim general manager signed off on the whole arrangement, per ESPN. The price, QB17 buys a maybe. The slot assumes a bridge starter with upside, a fair description of the player, and a generous one of the job status. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a depth chart, and we won't fade a career-long 17-5 floor attached to Justin Jefferson either. The caveat, spoken in both directions, if he's named the starter in August, a healthy Murray in an O'Connell offense is the cheapest rushing floor on the board, and this price was a gift. If McCarthy wins it, you drafted a backup at pick 113. Watch the first team rep split when pads come on, and any date O'Connell sets for a decision. Rep splits with the ones are the only scoreboard a quarterback competition has until a depth chart drops. He's one of your guys? Every player on your roster gets this treatment. Every week, all season.